Today, our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us. The senators who are filibustering concerning your and my rights, that's the government. Don't say it, Southern senators. This is the government. This is a government filibuster. It's not a segregationist filibuster. It's a government filibuster. Any kind of activity that takes place on the
What's up, baby? True Colors Podcast in the building, and we back once again. Shout out to everybody who listening. It's your boy Dub with the homie Kyle. What up, boy?
What's up with it, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. What's good with you, man? What's good with you, man? You all right?
Yeah, man. Chilling, man. Watching Comedy Central. A.K.A. CNN.
That's what it is. They own by the same people, I'm sure. And there ain't that much of a difference. They both full of crap.
This shit done got funny, man, since the election. Nothing, man. They pretty much arguing what's racist and what's not racist. And, like, on the cool, I have yet to see a white person say anything is racist since slavery. So, like, I be wanting to ask them, like, what do you consider racist? Like, for real,
exactly.
Like, if you ask them and shit and just be like, all right, if we see something that's blatant racism to us, we'd be like, man, that's racist. And then you ask them, they'd be like, no. So, I just want to know for all the white people out there, and this is just a general question I have, and I'm being honest. Like, what do y'all consider being racist? Because I don't know. Because obviously, you know, it's happening to us. And they think we full of shit. Like, it don't exist or some shit. So, besides slavery, what do they consider as a racist act?
Yeah, I mean, in that head, I guess, if anybody burning no crosses outside your house, then you need to get over it. Like, wow, really?
Yeah, that's how I think they look at it, though. Like, if it ain't no nothing extreme, then, like, it don't fucking matter.
Yep. And no damn well, they have them little meetings amongst each other behind our back. And I know, I just wish I could get in on a white conversation one day, man, just to see. You know, I know they got to see it, man. They got to. They just can't let us know. Because they don't want to start no trouble. I don't know, but how you feel about your new president?
Well, you know, I'm gonna get some hate out here in the world because you know I don't vote. I don't really give a shit about it.
Wait a minute, man.
I think this is.
What you mean you don't vote?
I don't give a fuck about voting. I keep it real.
What?
Yeah, man. You know.
Man,
I ain't vote. How many?
You
said what?
Huh?
What you say?
Our ancestors fought and died for the right to vote. That don't make no sense.
Our ancestors died because white people killed them. That's what people need to realize. Like, don't be putting that shit on me. You can't put that shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they voted. They wanted to vote. They was oppressed. I understand that 100%. But the reason why they died was because of them. It wasn't because of me. And I'm pretty sure a lot of them now, if they seen how the system was being ran, they wouldn't give a shit either. I mean, we got a dude that don't know shit about politics, and he finna be our goddamn president. And this motherfucker just came up out of nowhere.
He ain't come out of nowhere. They been knowing he was finna be the president. They know who gonna be the president, man. It's a chess game with these fools, man. Like, it's crazy. They 10 moves ahead. Shit, they know what they're doing.
Just cause. That's all I've been seeing on TV.
They knew that's part of the game. Get everybody thinking she's finna win. I was shocked, too. I wasn't that shocked. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, man. White people were more shocked than black people because they really thought, you know, since the way he ran his campaign, it was just shock value. Little did they realize that it's a lot of people in their subconscious that pretty much think the way he think, and they want to give it a chance and vote him in there. Even though there was a lot of people, including myself, of course, I ain't vote either. But a lot of people didn't vote. A lot of black people didn't vote either. So that's, I'm pretty sure we could have, of course, because there's more of us, we could have swayed the election, of course. But I don't even think that voting shit matters. I think Trump's going to win regardless.
Well, I mean,
that's
what
I think, man.
Let's kind of go to what we was talking about. Well, I know I had I'm pretty sure me and you had to talk with Sid about it. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about the whole Obama legacy. And I think this is just another hit on a legacy. You know, he didn't do enough for black people to keep us feeling like, you know, it's important enough for us to vote. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
now, you know, like he just couldn't keep the people wasn't enthusiastic about Hillary, and it wasn't just the fact that it was her and she's some old white lady. It was the fact, like when it's voting season comes, you hear them now starting to talk about how they, you know, or they start pandering to black people and the regular everyday black person, kind of like, man, you ain't did shit for me.
Yeah, I mean, when we say nothing, I mean Obama did something, but we saying he didn't do enough to deliver that knockout punch to where we like, damn, voting do kind of matter then. Let me see what's up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whenever I say, you know, nothing is 0%, nothing is 100%. I understand that 100%. So, yeah, he didn't do enough to galvanize a majority of black people to feel like, you know, our vote actually mattered. And, you know, you kind of seem like everybody laid back, or a majority, or, you know, a lot of people that I know didn't vote. And it wasn't for the fact that you know what I'm saying, we just 100% don't care about voting itself. If we felt like it affected us, then we would. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel like it affected us. I think that shit more for corporations and rich people and all this and that shit.
Yeah, I said this shit, but that politics don't mean nothing unless you make $250,000 a year or more.
Yeah, then it start affecting.
Yeah, and then I think voting don't really matter because, I mean, there's more poor people than rich people, of course. So I think if they really wanted to make voting matter, they would issue a penalty for not voting, just like they do with everything else they want you to do. So, I mean, I don't think that's just proof within itself to me that if they really wanted you to vote, they really cared what the public wanted. You know what I'm saying? They would do that. They would issue a penalty for voting, so just to make people vote. Just, you know what I'm saying? And they would give felons their right to vote, because regardless if they went to jail, they served their time, obviously, if they're free. And so what? They no longer citizens? They don't have rights because they did it. They made a mistake. You know what I'm saying?
That's a huge myth, too, though. A lot of people think, like, you know, it's kind of a 100% done deal. Once you're a felon, you can't vote. And that ain't the case in a lot of states. You know what I'm saying? In certain states, you still can vote. If you're a felon, you just got to go through certain procedures and stuff like that. But that's just been another, you know, huge part of us being disenfranchised with the system, to where, you know what I'm saying, we don't know that. But it's not like that everywhere, because I thought that too. You know what I'm saying? But certain states, even if you got a felony, you can still vote.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think you got to write a letter to the Capitol or whatever state you're in or something like that. It's a lot of red tape you got to go through, but yeah, I read about that. It is possible in certain states if you're a felon. So I don't have the details, but just it's something worth looking into, you know, in the future. Or next show, we'll have the details and give you the game on it. Won't have time to dig up the details, but next week, I'll make sure I write that down and have the details about if you're a felon, how can you vote, you know. I'll give you some game next week. Or if you want to take the time, look it up yourself. But what up?
I'm going to say, what I'm finding out is, you know what, what I hear a lot of people saying, shit like that, you know, they'd be like, oh, if you don't vote, you can't say nothing, blase, blase. And to me, what I think it is, you know, I think it really, instead of looking at the people that don't vote, you need to look at the people who did, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is it's easier to say, you know, that corny line that you don't hear, for years. But at the same time, it's like it's easier for you to say that to a person that don't vote than for you to look around at the people that you call friends that you feel like, you know, that you can confide in or talk to, or you feel like they ain't got none of that in them, and then you seeing that they voting for Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Making you feel like a fool because you felt like, you know, they wasn't like that.
Right.
So, you know, instead of actually looking at your surroundings and be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought we was past this shit. You don't want to look at the millions of people in this country that believe that bullshit that he was talking about. You want to look at the people who didn't vote.
Exactly. And that says a lot about the state that we in as a country. I mean, it's like they strategically put the blame on a certain group of people to take the light off themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you can't sit there and get mad at somebody who don't believe in the system because we have actual proof and evidence that the system don't work for us. You know what I'm saying? It works for them. So I understand why you would vote for somebody like that. You know, I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, like I said, I'm not shocked that he won. I'm shocked that he won, and I'm shocked that Hillary lost. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the way she was running her campaign. But when you, obviously, this is a hate-driven country because this dude pretty much rotated his campaign around hate, and it won. Not saying that Hillary's campaign was about love, because love always gonna win in the end. You know, they try and get corny and nothing, but Hillary basically, she put gasoline on the fire. Oh, look at this man, he's crazy. He's this, that, and other. That's how she ran her campaign, instead of talking about issues like she should have in the first place, and it backfired on her, but not realizing that this, maybe she did know, who knows, but this is a hate-driven society that we live in, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I wouldn't mind having a woman president, but you got to go through that hurdle. So your best bet, in my advice to her, you should have ran your campaign on the straight up and up. You know what I'm saying? The people in Flint haven't had clean water since 2014. And all you can do is talk about how crazy this dude is on your campaign. On every commercial, that's the status of your commercial. You playing Donald Trump speeches instead of talking about something real. You thinking we crazy because you thinking you underestimating us. Once again, thinking because you dance on stage and you playing some dominoes, we buying into that crap and we finna go out there and vote for you. I'm actually glad Hillary lost just because of that. You know what I'm saying? You get up there and when you talk to us, don't try to bullshit us. Black people are not stupid. You know? Just because we poor don't make us stupid. We the smartest people in the world, and we can see straight through you, just like we see straight through Donald Trump. You ain't no different. You should have came correct, and maybe you would have had a better chance. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows if Bernie Sanders was the other candidate, I would have voted. I would have registered. I would have voted for Bernie, even though Texas is a red state. He probably would have lost anyway in Texas, but, hey, I would have still voted for Bernie. So that was the best candidate, and the Democratic Party blew it. I'm pretty sure it's all a game anyway. But my point is that the society is hate-driven. When you got somebody up there that's just putting gasoline on the fire, don't act surprised when he wins, because that's what people want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think even if she did, though, man, like, you know, talk about the water crisis in Flint, I still don't think it would have mattered, man. I think, you know, Obama ran his campaign off of hope, and it wasn't the way that he wanted or the way he was out here portraying it. But, you know, at the end of the day, hope is still was a huge factor in this election, because I think that Obama almost single-handedly crushed black people's hope that it's going to be any fairness for us in this system. Because, you know, we wanted a black president. We never thought it was going to happen. It finally did happen, and we still didn't get our issues addressed. You know, so that kind of, you know, I think that killed a lot of our dreams and the hope that it would matter. You know what I'm saying? And I think it backfired on him.
Yeah, I ain't blaming Obama. I ain't mad at Obama for that. That's not his fault. He didn't design the system.
I mean, he didn't, but I'm saying he ran his whole campaign off of hope and change. And at the end of the day, we don't have any hope for that system no more, because he didn't change shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, before, at least before it was a black president, we always had that false hope that if we did get one, if we finally got a black president that worked their way through that corrupt system, then when they became the president, then some of our core issues would be addressed. And they wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, after you see a black man make it to the presidency and you need help looking around in your community, and he's still not really addressing anything on a national type level, then what do you think a 70-year-old white lady gonna do after him when they trying to galvanize the black people? I mean, he the president right now. He could have fixed Flint. You know what I'm saying? We waiting on her. Talking about she could have ran off of that shit. Like, he in there right now.
That's true.
So, I mean, you got people, like, at the end of the day, like, we see that shit. Now, if he would have fixed Flint, if he would have, you know, did something to where we see regular people feeling it, you know what I'm saying, regular black African-American people feeling it, see the change coming from the things that he's doing, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, we would have got out there, like you said, because we could see the effect. That's just the reality of the situation. Like, white people see the effect, positive or negative, because they control all the fucking dollars and everything in the communities. They control most of the businesses, the banks and shit like that, so they'll be able to see it. Like, we don't see it unless it comes down to the bottom. So unless you got, and you know, him making it and being a president, we thought that he would at least, not to say once again, like, I understand how the system works, but like, he clearly didn't galvanize black people enough.
Nah. Yeah, we've been forgot about for like the last 8 years. That's true. Because he got me his first term. I voted. That was the first time I could vote. So why not vote for, you know, the first black president? I thought it was cool, you know. Then 4 years later, you know, I ain't give a shit no more.
Yeah, and that's the thing I'm saying, man. It's like, if you would have just been consistent in his messaging and actually, you know, did something, you know, at the bottom level, whether it be, you know, some education. We don't have more school closes in urban communities, all this type of stuff. We get more school closed, but they build more churches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit ain't helping us. So that's the problem, I think, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this motherfucker won, and I hope
this
everybody
show,
go and watch CNN.
Yeah.
That shit hilarious.
I mean, I know, you know, you can only hope it don't get that bad, because you know it ain't going to get better. That's fucked up.
I can tell you what, though, yo, you know, I got, you know, some weapons at the house and everything like that. But this is the first time in a while that I thought about getting a license to carry, man. Because I do think that what Trump did in working with the system and, you know, like you said, running on hate and fueling the fire. I think at the end of the day, all it's going to do is kind of, you know, embolden white people or the racist white people to kind of show their ass a little bit more. So I feel like I got to be prepared.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It never hurts to be prepared, you know. That's how I feel. But I just hope they, because it's like, yeah, they got their heads up higher now, you know. But don't bring that shit to me.
You know what I'm saying?
You get your fine off on. Like, hey, man, like I don't have a chip on my shoulder about. Yeah, I don't have a. I actually don't have a chip on my shoulder at all about Trump being in office. Like, I don't give a shit because, like you said, we already, like, what's going to happen that ain't already happening. I mean, what, you going to put more lead in the Flint water? Like, what the hell, man? Like, it's not going to change. Like, stock market going to crash. Who the fuck, you know, got stocks?
The only thing I feel like I think next time, you know, whenever, you know, the next election come up, I would like to think or hope that, you know, maybe the fucking Democratic Party actually give a shit now and not just try to go with the status quo and maybe bring somebody who actually do give a shit about the community. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, like, we don't give a fuck about them people, man.
And they don't give a damn about us.
But, you know, I want to know what Said think about it. Because I know Said, you know, me and you both always talking about, you know, how we feel about the whole voting system and everything like that. I want to know what Said think about the election.
Shit is over.
You say what?
I don't really want to share my views on it because we've been down this road before, and I feel like, you know, it's not really set up for my opinion, so I'm not really going to – I'd rather not share it. So I'd rather just produce and listen.
I mean, but that's the point of the show. I mean, we don't want to – we got our opinions.
But if I say something, I'm going to be sound like I'm dumb or being belittled. So it's not a point for me to really say too much. So I've already been at this before, and every time it ends in yelling and screaming, it's not worth me even saying nothing.
You won't get in that line then.
This is supposed to be an opinionated podcast. I want to hear from Sadie J.
It's a one sided opinion, and I respect that for what it is. It's not really. It's not. We've been on this before. It's one sided opinion. So I'll leave it at that.
Hey, so you think he complains about us?
It's not really. I mean, everybody. It's pretty much the same. If it's a 2-to-1 thought process on how everybody's thinking, what's the point of me really saying anything? All it's gonna make me sound like I'm the bad guy on the show, so I'm not gonna keep being the scapegoat, being the bad. That's how it comes off. And then I gotta be the guy that, oh, who's this Nick? Who's this coon that's on the show? I'm not trying to be the show coon, so. It's not,
I mean, look,
that's how I get addressed behind that. I'm not gonna be the person that's gonna be taking the bullet like that every time.
I mean, look, Stephen A. a coon. All right, we don't call. You don't get called a coon for having your own personal beliefs. That's not how it works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I respect everybody's views and opinion. I have my own. You have your own. The whole reason why I want to hear it is because, like you said, and the reason why I brought it up, because I know how me and Doug feel about it. We on one side. So I would like to get just an objective opinion, or if not even just an opinion, I just would like to hear your thoughts on how you feel about the election, the turnout, what do you think Trump is going to do, or anything like that. Being a cool is not having a different opinion. For me, a Dub, or, you know, whoever, being a cool is being Lil Wayne.
I mean, personally, as far as I feel about it, as far as the election, it's a couple of things that went into it. One, I mean, here, first off, as far as one thing I have to fact check you on is you said that she wasn't really saying anything about issues. When she was, nobody was really listening. Every time she brought up issues, everybody was too worried about goddamn emails, which they found out to be which if we went, I mean, people are making such a big deal about emails, but folks go nuts about folks are making a big deal about what's in their inbox. So, let alone, you know, y'all people making a big deal about email, and then not even know. It's just funny, like people making a big deal about emails and don't even know what the fuck the email is about. They going out for hearsay, and it's still to this day, we still don't know what them goddamn email. The election went by, and we don't even know what the damn emails is about now. They didn't tell us. They didn't say this is what they found. That's criminally done with the emails, and now it's brushed out of work because now it doesn't matter anymore because she's not, you know, because she's not, she didn't win the office. And then it's funny. This is what I find funny. Everything Trump said is a, you know, back in the day, they just say, wherever I say, iron rubber, you are glue, whatever I say, bounce on me, sticks on you. That's what this nigga was. He said the election, he said that the system, the voting system is rigged. It is. She had more of the popular vote, but because of the fucking electoral college system, she didn't win. So to me, you tell me how fucking, if an alien came to the world right now and said, okay, I'm going to visit the U.S., let me see how the election system works. They would laugh their ass off. They would say, "Wait, you mean to tell me the people voted for her, but they got this rigged ass system to say, you know what, electoral college it is? What? How the fuck does that make sense? Like, explain that. Like, you can't. I mean, that doesn't make sense. It's like a person. It's like back when the math class." Everything you knew about a math problem made sense, and now back they're doing that Common Core shit they got our kids doing now. You're like, why y'all got to do all this work to take 2 + 2 = 4? Just get to the goddamn point. That's what the electoral college is. It's some silly-ass shit. You wasting the people's time. The popular vote spoke, but I said, oh, fuck the popular vote. We're going to keep using this rigged-ass electoral college system. So yeah, he was right, but what's so funny is it was rigged for him. So he played the game right. Everything he said, it was really working for him, not the other way around. Like he, if I lose, I know the system is rigged. Nah, nigga, you knew this shit was rigged for you. So shut the fuck up. Which is kind of crazy, and I want to address this because. Y'all didn't say this, which I think that y'all should have pointed this out definitely. Actually, it wasn't a black people fault for the voting. Black people did a lot. It was a lot of black. Most of the people who voted for Hillary were black people and other minorities. So black people can't take that. We can't take the fall on that. Let's go look at why 54% white women voted for Trump. 54% white women. We were like. I mean, for whites, I mean, because you saw numbers like what, and because of what you've been hearing, people say, "Well, I'm not voting." You thinking, "Oh, it's worse than what," but then you start really putting two and two together. 54% white women voted for this dude, and most of the people who actually carried Hillary were black folks.
Hold up. So. You know, I want to go back to the first point you made before you go to your last point when you're talking about the Electoral College. So, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, I don't vote is because, you know, I do read and do my research on stuff. And, me and Dub say it all the time, how we feel like the system is rigged and not set up for us. So when the Electoral College was set up, it was set up on the foundation of slavery and racism, and that's where you get the three-fifths compromise of a person and all that. So, you know, when you have evidence like that and it's, you can read it, then that clearly means that the system that we are in, that everybody wants us to just kind of join and not look at the facts and not see why things are set up, why it don't make sense. And when you do your research and you see, once again, everything always goes back to slavery, that this system is not set up for us to be victorious in. This you complain about the Electoral College and how the system is messed up, the system is rigged and everything like that. It's the same thing I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, that's some of the reason why
I mean, you have to explain, like, for real, like, if you really explain that to a person who's not from the U.S. or from a whole other planet. Explain this fucking shit and to them and really expect them for that shit to make sense. It's not going to make sense. You can't look someone in the eye and tell them that makes sense. We're gonna use this stupid ass system that says, "Oh, okay, if you win this state," which, by the way it's set up is, if you notice, the areas where there's the most votes at have more rural areas. That's how that works.
I mean, but all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like, I mean, a lot that they tell about the Electoral College is, you know, it's designed that way. So, you know, because the states never wanted the government to have so much power and this and that, when really it just came down to the North and South the North wanted to abolish slavery, the South didn't. The South didn't want the popular vote to stand because a lot of the people with the popular vote were abolitionists and things of that nature. So that's where you get the Electoral College. That's where you get the 3/5 compromise from. Once again, everything in America goes back to slavery. And until we address that issue and change the system to where it's not so one-sided and everything is founded from slavery, then you're going to continue to have this problem. We're going to continue to have this division because it's a clear problem that no one wants to address.
Delete the fucking Electoral. They were impressed me. Get rid of Electoral College. Let's start with that shit first. Sure, because to me, the popular vote is about the people. Isn't it supposed to be the people are voting it? That sounds fucking silly. Like, and the thing is, here's something interesting, because people try to make it come off as if black people were the main people marching in the streets this week. No, it was white folks. White folks are the main people marching. Fine, ain't that some weird shit?
Yeah.
White folks are the main. Well, y'all should have been marching your ass to the fucking polls. Y'all fucking silly for that shit. Now y'all want to march. But you ain't talking to Bobby and Susie about why the fuck they voted for Trump. But y'all want to march now. What the fuck is going on?
But that's the thing, man. Like, we putting the blame on the wrong people. You know, it's not the people that's marching and everything like that. I mean, you have to look. This man got how many votes did Trump get? Like 60 million or something like that?
About 2 million or 200,000, something like that, less than Hillary.
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying. Like, he still got that many people that supported his message, his racist, misogynistic, eccentric message. This is how many people supported this man in this country. These are
your
neighbors.
If you look at the
percentage, these are your
percentage,
the people that you call friends. These, this,
I mean,
can't
look at
blame
the percentage,
the people,
man.
Who don't.
Wait a minute. So basically, what Kyle's saying is, it's a lot of white people acting like they mad, but in the back of their head, they done went in there and voted for Trump on the cool. That's what you're saying, right? They low key.
Yeah.
They ashamed to say they voted for Trump.
Instead of dealing with that issue, like, we deal with the positive side. Like, we don't have an issue with the people who don't believe that way. What we need to think about is how do 60 million people relate to this message?
You know what, honestly, the people who, I mean, this sounds like a weird thing to say, But the people who were outright supporting him, this is a weird statement, but I got more respect for none of these hiding motherfuckers. At least I know where the fuck you stand. This hiding shit, you hide in the shadows voting for him. I got no kind of respect for you, man. You gonna hide the fucking shadows and say, oh, I'm gonna go vote for him. Stamp. Okay. And then look at his fucking oh my God. He got something the most. I mean, if his damn cabinet was his damn cabinet had a nickname I called the Racist Justice League. He got the most racist people in his cabinet, man. Oh my God! I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, Rudy Giuliani racist ass. Oh my God! This gonna be so fucking wet.
And
the guy he's about to put in charge of the Department of, is it agriculture? Not agriculture, but something about the environment or whatever. He doesn't even believe in global warming, bro. I'm like, oh my
EPA.
God. Oh, good. Good fucking God. That's what I mean, we do. I mean, silly shit like that, are we really going to continue to act like the global warming is not that's a scientific fact. That's not. I mean, you go outside tomorrow and tell us global warming going on. I mean, Texas got some weird weather, but it's getting real weird now. So I don't want to hear this shit about scientists are wrong and shit. That shit's corny.
Look, man, facts don't mean nothing no more, man. Like, we still got 60 million people voted for this guy, and we still, you know, run around here talking about this harmony shit like we all friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, my theory on it's been the same for a while. You know what I'm saying? I've been having the same theory. I feel the same way. At the end of the day, race comes into play in almost every decision you make. You know what I'm saying?
But you
know
what?
Whether people want to believe that or not.
You know why he not fooling me, bro? Did you see this shit? This nigga said, they asked him about, because, you know, he said he was going to repeal Obamacare, right? He keeping most of the fucking shit that was in place with it. Funny how that works, isn't it? You were talking all that shit. Now all of a sudden, we're keeping that part. Nigga, they went to almost the whole fucking list. What the hell you been keeping that part? Nigga, you keeping the whole thing damn near. I'm telling you, bro. You know why shit go? You know, here's the honest truth. Why things gonna happen? Everything we kind of wanted Obama to do is gonna happen. Why? It's because when the white men get to do it, they want the white man stamp on it and say, see, the niggers can't do it, but we can do it. That's what that shit was rigged to begin with, is what I've been saying. That's why I be getting mad every time, because I know that's what they set that shit up to do. They want it to be to where they can have it to where they let's let the black man fail and keep not letting shit go through. Now he got the House and the Senate at the Supreme Court. So now anytime he want to do some shit, he can walk in the office and say, he can speed up and say, hey, handle that. He ain't got to go through all the fucking red tape.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it is in any job if you black in America. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look at the Cowboys real quick. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no Cowboy fan.
Here we go.
He the first. I'm just saying, like, in order to.
I was getting scared. Let's just go hate on my record.
Huh?
I thought you was going to start doing that hating on my on our record shit. I thought you was just taking there.
This some real shit. This ain't no, I ain't hating. This is some real shit. It's just like in order for,
shout out to my fancy, by the way. I want to make sure I get that the way.
Yeah, but in order for the dude to take a job from the white man on there, he got to make history. Let him lose like 2-3 games. You know what I'm saying? Tony Romo ass would have been in there last week. You know what I'm saying?
That's Quincy's fault, man. That's Quincy Carter's fault.
Not.
Quincy Carter making it 10 times harder. I was like, Jerry, like the next nigger that gets in there, got worked 10 times as hard. That's what happened. Yeah. That nigga Jerry said, nah, the next nigga he have at quarterback, he better be a phenomenal nigga.
Yeah, cause Carter, he I forgot about that fool. He's stupid.
So, and he had a winning season, bro. He had a winning season. He could have been it.
Hey, I got a question for both of y'all though. So you know, listening to said though, back on the systematic part of it. So said it, you know, I'm hearing you saying all, you know, how the system fucked up and blah blah blah, bullshit, and I feel the same way, and Doug feel the same way. But I think what we start differing at is, like, we have different opinions on how we should go about fixing the system. You know, I guess my line of thinking is more on the extreme version, and yours is more of turning it up from within. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, take a fucking talking trunk and start cleaning that shit up, man. It's too much antiquated bullshit, man.
So you saying vote to change it from within, so then we can get some fairness, and I'm saying I believe the system is designed to where regardless what you do, it's never going to be fair for a certain group of people.
Yeah, that's true, because they don't want to give up the power. You know, like,
the thing is, I mean, why do we have to be so? I mean, can we just get to? I mean, I know this is like this shit is like in a fantasy world, but can we get to a point to where we ain't got to go through all this fucking extra shit to for shit to just go right? Can we just use common sense and say, well, if everybody's doing good, aren't we gonna look better as a country? We probably you know what? I think we have less wars, and that sounds really awkward, but I think we have less wars going to these countries having the nerve to say, y'all need to change this shit. We ain't got our shit together. We can't be going around telling people what to fucking do, and we still can't get our shit together.
See, but that's the thing, though. Like, that's the point where I think you're missing. So our system is based upon one person or one ethnicity point of view. So if they own 70% of the wealth, and you're saying wouldn't it be better if everybody does good, the different ethnicities? But if you own 70% and you want it to be fair, that means you have to give up your 70%. You have to give up your power. You have to give up your money. You have to give up your education system. You have to give up your political system. Those are things that, realistically, we just got to be real. Like, they not going to get that shit up.
But here's the thing, bro. Simply, this is all they have to do. Invest, like, okay, because I'm going to show you why they're so fucking silly and dumb, and they can kind of still keep that same percentage.
Hey, hold up. Before you do this, I got to make a huge announcement. I just lost this goddamn fantasy matchup by one fucking point.
Wait, I got to check mine because I'm scared as fuck, man. I'm scared as fuck. This goddamn.
What's my score?
He creeping on me. Oh, shit. Fucking hate Monday Night Football, man. Oh, no, I won.
What's my
score? Never mind. I won.
What's my score? I'm trying to go to my app fucking up.
Never mind. I'll take that back. I won.
Fucking point, man.
Ooh. Every week, the Cowboys do good.
Though.
I win because Zeke be getting mad points at me, son. Shout out to
you. Lost by 2 points, yo.
Huh?
You lost by 2 points.
I lost.
You lost by 2 points, G.
Man, I'm done with this shit. Fuck this shit.
Okay, I can speak. Speaking of tonight's game. I got to get some on my chest. I thought that was the silliest shit ever. Did you see how they tried to reel us in and they had the kids singing the national anthem? I'm like, really? Okay, I'm over it, man. Are we reaching out? You can't take a knee on the kids. Really? That's how we going to do it now? You can't take a knee on the kids.
Fuck them kids. I lost.
Oh my God!
I'm watching this fucking shit. Like, they cannot be looking us in the eye and telling us that if these kids sing, I'm not gonna take a knee. Hey, little Johnny, I'm taking a fucking knee still.
This is a third fucking game I don't lost this year by under 5 points. This is some bullshit, man.
Man, this is some bullshit, man. This nigga Doug Baldwin had 3 goddamn touchdowns, man. This is bullshit. I ain't even finna change my lineup no more, man. I don't care no more, man. This is bullshit.
Oh,
every nigga
shit,
I play,
boy.
Every nigga I play, man. God damn. This shit, man. Like, man.
This fool Andy Dalton ran a 15-yard little bullshit ass run at the end and put this fool above me, man. I'm mad at the motherfucker. But all right,
man.
Anyway,
I was gonna win and you was supposed to lose, and I was gonna get Julio from you. Damn.
I wasn't giving you Julio anyway. Fuck you.
Hey, man.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Back to what we were saying. You know, back to the important shit. But yeah, man. So, but I think, you know, as far as what you said, like, none of that shit gonna happen until we can actually, you know, talk about it in the open and understand, like, these people don't give a fuck about us. Like, they, you know, at the end of the day, they'll be cool and shit like that, man. But a majority, and it's not all, but a majority of them, they're not looking for fairness. They're not looking for equality. They looking to keep the power that they have. And if they lose that power, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think to them, like, they feel like that'll be the end of them. So you got to keep their hand on that button and all these different fashions of life as far as it comes to, like, you know, like I was saying earlier with the system as far as the political, the education, the wealth, all that shit. So, you know, that's why I don't believe in tearing it down from the inside of work because, you know, like you said, like even if Obama, let's say Obama tried to do what me and Doug wanted him to do to where, you know, we know he can't change laws, but he tried to heavily influence the public into getting Congress to change laws. Like, Congress is there for a reason. They're going to stop that shit. Like, it's too many ways in the system to where they'd be able to block real progression.
You know what he needs to do? I mean, I hope nobody that's trying to hate and try to stop some shit from happening. Ain't listening. But I really think if he's the president of the UN, that would change some shit. And I tell you why, because the UN. The UN actually, UN got a lot more power than these individual governments in freaking countries. If you're president of the UN, you can influence some shit. Because UN, like to suck up to the UN. Oh yeah, okay. You know, a lot wherever the fucking shit that goes on in the UN, these UN meetings and whatnot, that influences a lot of shit that goes on.
I mean, if you read a couple of articles published, I think it was about a year or two ago, where the United Nations actually talked to the United States and tried to get them to fix it and said, y'all have a problem with how y'all treat African-American people and minorities in your country. Can you fix it? The United States got up and walked out of the meeting. The United Nations has said on several different occasions that America is racist, that America needs to fix this problem between the different diversity and ethnic cultures in their country, and the United States wants no part of it. So, yes, the UN does have a lot of power, but at the same time, the United States are not budging on this issue because, once again, like, we have to get past the first step. The first step that we have, and by we, I'm talking about minorities in this country, we have to get out of denial and think that these people give a shit and these people are looking out for our best interests. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the people who are, and that's what pisses me off. Like, no matter what they do, they got to be combated. But, like, the white folks is really out here giving a damn and really are trying to champion for us. They got to work 10 times as hard, too, because they got they next-door neighbor pulling some rape. Here they are. They actually out here trying to be up giving a damn about black people And then they got their next door neighbor like, fuck them niggers. Like, you know, they got their damn neighbor. They got to watch out for their neighbor. And then they got to watch out for themselves because now their neighbor like, oh, he always done black. Because you know how them hoity-toity white folks do. They be at the parties, all that gossiping. Chuck likes it. He surely likes to hang out with the colors, you know. They be whispering and snickering in the fucking corner, talking about Chuck because he want to, because he always helping black folks.
But shit, that's not harder because at the end of the day, they get away from their neighbor and they can go get a job easier than we can. They can go get a bunch of different stuff easier than we can. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not, because the next white man ain't gonna.
Oh,
know
I'm not saying it's harder. I'm saying it's just annoying because no matter, like, sometimes I think about that, like, no matter how much they try to do shit, they still got to be coupled in with the fucking bad. It's so many bad seeds that outweigh the good ones, it make it that much harder. It's too many bad seeds that outweigh the good ones, so you can't really, it's hard to give credit to what's hit. There really are the good seeds because, hell, too many. For every, I'll be realistic, for probably every three good white folks, you got to watch out for another 20 at the minimum. You got to watch out for another 20 that's pulling some shicey shit. Because I stayed deleting people on my Facebook last week.
I mean, but you still got to realize
too disingenuous.
Go ahead, Doug.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say about that white people SEO. It's like black people are starting to. I mean, a lot of people we already know not to trust them, but it's like the ones that we call ourselves getting along with are showing their true colors now. You know what I'm saying? Which is one thing that I can give Trump credit for. You know what I'm saying? Exposure. You know, he's exposed a lot of, because white people like to hide and bury racism. And act like it don't exist and blame us so we can keep fighting each other so they can run off with all the money. But Trump has exposed a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, by just basically what he says he stands for. That's why you got a lot of people, you know, they realizing that now and they scared to say something. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be like, oh, yeah, let's go Trump because of what he stands for. Just like they associate when Obama was running, they associate just because you're black. Oh, we got another one. He voted for Obama. It's like, you don't know who I'm voting for. So, well, you couldn't hide that, you know. But now it's like.
It's also some of these fucking jobs, bro. It's some of these jobs. Like ESPN, UK, if you say anything political, everybody ring the alarm. Don't get too political.
Man,
or my favorite word I heard so much during this campaign. I mean, I've heard it before this campaign, but it was getting real bad. Race baiting. Every time a white person tried to stand up and speak out against racism, oh, you're just race baiting. Like, I hate that fucker. Shut the fuck up. Like, that's silly. Like, because the white person speaking out and saying there's racism, oh, all of a sudden they're race baiting. No, they're speaking the goddamn truth about what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I mean, even if you hit them with the facts, like straight up facts, like hard written actual evidence, they roll their eyes and say, "Oh yeah, what? Talk about something now lately, like dude, we talk about the past."
Come on, Chuck, you just try to get ratings.
Yeah, it's like we bring this stuff up because this is the past is what shapes our present. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you let us finish talking, you know what I'm saying, we'll get into today's system and how the system is obviously corrupted and screwed up. I mean, they making documentaries about it. Like, I got a roommate from work. He white, and he watched the 13th documentary on Netflix. He was talking to me about it. He was like, yeah, that shit's fucked up, man. That shit's all fucking just slavery, man. You know what I'm saying? And
it's annoying, man.
Like, yeah, man. I told my mom, I said, yeah, your ancestors ain't shit. But I ain't say that.
But you know what? You know why you don't? You did have to say it? Because a lot of them say that to the ones that keep it fucking real, And now I hear this fake shit out here, like, you know, still being privileged, and now I realize that white privilege is a real fucking thing. They say to themselves, man, my ancestors weren't shit. The ones that keep it real now out here, you know, the ones that's aware that white privilege is like a fucking AARP card. If you're a card-carrying member, you get lots of benefits wherever you go. Oh, here's my white privilege card. Oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead. Use that white privilege. That white privilege, today's discount for your white privilege gets you, you know, that white privilege card gets you everything, man.
Yeah, it's that shit like Sam's Card.
Because somebody made a great point. I am by no means condoning what may have happened with Bill Cosby, but I find it very funny that they made a big deal about Bill Cosby, but we just swept the shit under the fucking rug about the people that said that Trump was about Trump's accusers. So Trump's accusers, they're just saying that whatever. But Bill Cosby, they stay going on him. They don't care if it already got weight, how fucking silly it sound, how long ago it was. They stay going on him. And the thing is, I'm not saying he did or didn't do anything to anybody, but I'm just saying this. Let's get the same treatment across the board. Don't be sitting here as the same amount of accusers accuse Trump of touching them. Y'all going to sit there and say, oh, this is nothing. That's just political. But then Bill Cosby, the man was guilty before being proven innocent. Like, it's ridiculous.
But that's where you got to come in with your own personal expectations, man, because I really don't expect them to be fair when it comes to us. And when you don't expect that, you know what I'm saying, then it don't really bother you that much. Like, I expect them to come down on us whenever something happens, you know, or whenever they can, you know, make black people look bad because they've been doing it for years.
And then if I fucking say this shit, I wouldn't be as so far. I'd still be fucking mad, but I wouldn't be as mad. At least just come out and say this shit so I know what the fuck you're saying at. Hey, we because he's black, we're being hard on him, and because he's white, we don't give a damn.
If you don't know about the obvious evidence of white privilege is that fool Charlie Sheen. It's like you did an interview saying that you knew you had AIDS and you were still having unprotected sex with people and not telling them you should be in prison. His show is still getting played on TV right now, but I can't watch Cliff Huxtable. Fuck y'all, white privilege.
Oh, no. I would say the greatest form of white privilege is that guy who claimed he had affluenza. That is the greatest form of white privilege. You mean tell me, so I got affluenza. That's why I did that shit. And he got it all.
White privilege is shooting up 9 people in a church and then getting Burger King from the police.
Right, and living to tell the story tomorrow. I'm still trying to figure out, wait, they having a bulletproof vest, they took him to get something to eat, and he's still eating? Oh, this nigga's winning.
Yeah.
That damn white privilege card, he must got like a black card of white privilege, because, man, he is maxing out.
He got beat up in jail, though, by some black dude. They separated him, of course. But somebody got a hold of him. But now I was reading just yesterday, the judge was, he was going to go back and see if, because they're trying to get the death penalty, but the judge was saying that they're trying to give him a crazy charge. So he might just end up going to not even a prison, but a mental house. That's how they usually do.
Boy, let a black person claim insanity. Them folks look at us crazy as hell. Oh, you're a crazy nigga, huh? Well, take your crazy ass in that cell.
Yeah, That's about as crazy as it gets.
I can't help it, man. It's like, I got like 10 different voices in my head. Well, take you and all and the other 9 motherfuckers and y'all go sit right there and talk to each other in there for until we ready for y'all to get the hell out.
Yeah, that's white privilege, bitch. But on that note, we're going to wrap up the show, man. Shout out to City J, Dust Spot Radio. Catch him on Wednesdays.
New co-host. I've had for 2 weeks now. Shout out to her. Pretty dope.
Yeah, shout out to her. I'm going to put the show up on Facebook for y'all who might have missed it. I'm going to put it on Facebook and Twitter. True Colors Podcast on Facebook. And also on Twitter at DUB2TRILL. And that's my email. My Twitter is Butterman, BUTAMAN23. Follow me on Twitter. And Kyle, what you got?
I just want to say fuck Jonathan Stewart because he cost me a win this week. And that's it, man.
All right, man. We out. Catch you. We'll catch y'all next week, man.
Shout out to me winning my fantasy, though.
I'm out, man.
Yeah.